content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Ramona Trainer from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading theater previews and movie reviews to you from around the Triangle region. And this time, this week, we're actually going to do something a little bit different. Usually, we are looking at the audio-described performances and just the audio-described performances. But at this time of the year, they really haven't caught up with what they're going to be describing. So instead of just looking at those performances that happen to have audio description, I went ahead and pulled a listing of everything that's happening in the area for January, and a couple of things snuck in there in February. Many of these theaters do provide audio description, but there are several in here that are going to be new. So if they sound interesting, this is a case where you might want to call the theater and let them know you're interested. This might be a chance to let these other theaters know, theaters that haven't usually provided this service, let them know that there's an audience waiting for them. So just to go down the list, we have coming up in theater, Playmakers Repertory is doing No Child. Deep Dish Theater is doing a workshop production of a new play. Burning Coal Theater is doing Mary's Wedding. The Carborough Arts Center is doing one night of Life in a Marital Institution, 20 Years of Monogamy in One Terrifying Hour. Actors Comedy Lab is working with Raleigh Little Theater to do Dead Man's Cell Phone. The Town Players of Garner is doing Driving Miss Daisy. The Free Association Theater Ensemble is doing Duped. Little Green Pig Theatrical Concern is showing Donald. And wrapping up the lineup is Carrie Players that's doing And Then They Were None in February. And our last February one, Playmakers Rep that is doing The Making of a King, Henry the Fourth and Henry the Fifth in rotation. So we'll get into some more details of those a little bit later in the half hour. We also have coming up in the arts scene, Balanchine Rarities by Carolina Ballet. They probably will have audio description, but I have no idea what date. And North Carolina Opera, that we don't usually mention, they're doing Les Enfants Terribles, Children of the Game, a dance opera. And then finally, we have a couple of movies. We do have the audio-described movies, like usual, at Regal North Hills and Regal Beaver Creek Stadiums. The audio-described movies that are showing this week are Sherlock Holmes and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. But we also have some non-audio-described movies that you might find interesting. A film series at the North Carolina Museum of Art is doing The Apartment, and the film group Cinema Inc. is doing Sabotage. So moving into the theater adjusted previews. We actually, looking at the list, there are 55 different active theater companies in the Triangle region, so there's going to be a lot here. There really is a lot going on in the theater scene. So a lot of companies you might want to call and say, you know, we're interested and we're out there. So starting this off with Playmakers Repertoire Company over in Chapel Hill, they are doing No Child by Nijala Sun. Sun was a teaching artist in the New York public school system while also writing and performing in numerous off-Broadway shows. She turned this experience into a rapid-fire kaleidoscopic look at a multi-ethnic classroom of students, plus their parents, school administrators, and staff, including a janitor and a security guard working at the front door metal detector. No Child replaces The Amish Project by Jessica Dickey as part of the PRC2 lineup, Playmakers' acclaimed series in which each performance is followed by artist-audience discussion. So this has a short run for Playmakers. This is running January 11th through January 15th. And if you're interested in this, you can call Playmakers Rep at 919-962-PLAY. That's 919-962-7529. They're also online at www.playmakersrep.org. Playmakersrep.org. At the same time, also in Chapel Hill, Deep Dish Theater is doing a workshop production of Hunting High, or Glory Hallelujah. It is a dark comedy set in North Carolina, a odd foursome, at least one of whom may well be a fugitive abortion clinic bomber, meet at a high school reunion. Originally commissioned by the Signature Theater in Arlington, Virginia, and a semifinalist for the O'Neill Conference, Hunting High explores the obligations of belief and the ease with which political violence can start to seem like a valid lifestyle choice. Playwright Eric Fiffinger is an Ohio-based writer who will be in residence for the workshop. The workshop will be presented with minimal production values and the script in hand as the text continues to evolve. Audience members will have the opportunity to share their thoughts on the play in post-performance conversations, and actors will be incorporating rewrites throughout the 5-performance run. So that's something a little bit different for Deep Dish and a little bit different for the theater scene in general. Their run is January 11th through January 15th, and each night is going to be a slightly different show. And you can contact Deep Dish Theater at 919-968-1515. That's 968-1515. And the website is www.deepdishtheater.org. Moving on to Raleigh, Burning Coal Theater Company is doing Mary's Wedding. Very brief write-up on this one. All it tells us is a young woman dreams about her previous lover just before nuptials with another man. Two young people find each other while taking shelter in a barn in the midst of a gathering storm. But Burning Coal usually does really great work, so if that brief description has whetted your interest, the show is going to be running from January 12th to January 22nd. Again, I really don't know which of those shows might be the audio-described performance, but you can call them and encourage them to set one. Their number is 834-4001. 919-834-4001, and it's www.burningcoal.org. Next we're moving off to Carrboro, and we generally don't mention this theater. I haven't seen them doing a lot of described performances, so you might want to let them know you're interested. Off in Carrboro at the Arts Center, they're doing one show of Life in a Marital Institution, 20 Years of Monogamy in One Terrifying Hour. Meredith Vieira Productions James Braley, Life in a Marital Institution, 20 Years of Monogamy in One Terrifying Hour, directed by Hal Brooks. First comes love, then comes marriage counseling. After a sold-out run in New York City, this American Life contributor, James Braley, is on tour with his darkly comic story of what 13 couple counselors have called a passionate bipolar relationship. Braley dives headfirst into a tale of attraction, repulsion, death, and the afterlife. It's 20 years of monogamy in one terrifying and hilarious evening. Life in a Marital Institution is a poignant, darkly humorous autobiographical comedy. Set improbably in a hospice, James sits at the bedside of his dying sister, who asks him to trade places with her, until she realizes that would mean trading places with him, being in his marriage, a fate worse than death. The monologue cuts back and forth between the hospice, where his sister is engaged to be married, and scenes from his marriage, exploring infidelity, near-death childbirth, and other high-stakes yet hilarious adventures. In the process, the comedy explores the roots of romantic love in familial love, and the notion, not only can you go home again, you can't not go home again. You can't escape your past until you confront it. Which James does through his sister's deathbed wedding, before returning home to confront whether his own marriage should come to an end. Life in a Marital Institution premiered at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, had a sold-out run at theaters in New York City, and then transferred off-Broadway to critical raves at the Soho Playhouse. So there have a one-show run of January 13th, and that's being done at the Arts Center in Carrboro. You can reach them at 919-929-2787, extension 201, and let them know you're interested. That's 929-2787, extension 201, and www.artscenterlive.org. Coming back into Raleigh, the Actors Comedy Lab is going to be doing a show at Raleigh Little Theater. They're doing Dead Man's Cell Phone. This zany probe of the razor-thin line between life and death delivers a fresh and humorous look at the times we live in, an endearing play which touches your heart yet challenges your mind. Their run is January 20th through February 5th, and it's being done by Actors Comedy Lab, but they are using the space at Raleigh Little Theater. So you can reach them at 821-3111. That's 821-3111, and I don't have a website for them. And here's another theater venue we don't often talk about, Town Players of Garner. Now, they are doing Driving Miss Daisy. It was the winner of the 1988 Pulitzer Prize, a warm-hearted, humorous study of the unlikely friendship between an ornery southern white woman and a proud, soft-spoken black man. It was an excellent movie, and I'm sure they do a really good job with it. Their run is January 20th through January 28th. You can call the Town Players of Garner and let them know they need to add some art access performances at 919-779-6144. That's 779-6144 and www.townplayers.org. That's T-O-W-N-E players.org. In Cary, the Free Association Theater Ensemble is doing Duped. A stay-at-home father recounts the troubled journey he takes in raising his son. Duped is a one-man play about life's heartbreaks, its sweet lessons, and all the surprises in between. Their run is January 20th through January 22nd, so a very short run for them. The Free Association Theater Ensemble is at 919-228-8184. That's 228-8184. and online at www.fate4.us. We've got one in Durham. This is our final January show. They are doing, or the Little Green Pig Theatrical Concern is doing Donald, adapted by Tony Perucci from the novel by Eric Martin and Stephen Elliott. What if a former U.S. Defense Secretary who condoned the use of torture to extract information was himself extremely rendered and tortured by his own methods? By turns comic and harrowing, Donald is a beautiful, disturbing meditation on what to do with war criminals, even if they could be brought to justice. The run on this one is January 26th through February 11th. It's being done by Little Green Pig Theatrical Concern at Man Bites Dog Theater, and you can call them at 919-452-2304. That's 452-2304. Or you can go online to littlegreenpig.com. And as I said, we've got a couple of February offerings. Playmakers Rep is doing a rotating show of Henry IV and Henry V. An epic coming-of-age tale that follows the education of young Prince Hal from his unpromising start in bawdy houses and taverns under the tutelage of the larger-than-life Sir John Falstaff to his rise as one of England's greatest monarchs, King Henry V. The story goes from palaces to battlefields encompassing civil war in Britain and battles on the shores of France. And they're going to be doing both shows in rotation. The run is from February 4th all the way to March 28th, so a good long run to get both of those shows in. They're also including six different preview shows beginning in January 28th. I don't have any notes on when they're going to do the Arts Access shows, but they usually do over at Playmakers. But you can get the advanced details by calling them at 919-962-PLAY. That's 962-7529, or online at www.playmakersrep.org. And our final theater, Carrie Players, and this is another one we don't often bring in the mix. They are doing And Then They Were None. Carrie Players presents the popular Agatha Christie thriller And Then They Were None at the beautiful new Carrie Arts Center. In the story, eight strangers are lured to an island off the English coast when a mysterious voice accuses each of them of murder. They quickly realize that they've been invited under false pretenses. The tension builds as the first guest drops dead and doesn't let up until the mystery is solved. Even the butler and the cook have secrets. No one is above suspicion, and no one is out of danger. Their run is February the 3rd through February 12th. We have occasionally heard from Carrie Players, but I want to encourage them to keep providing audio description. So you can call them at 800-514-3849. Actually, that might be their ticket line. It's 800-514-3849. But you can certainly go online and get information at www.carrieplayers.org. Okay, so that was theater. We do have a couple of things in the arts world. The North Carolina Opera, which we don't usually talk about, they are going to be doing Les Enfants Terribles, Children of the Game, a dance opera by Philip Glass, adapted from the work of Jean Couteau by Philip Glass and Susan Marshall. It is sung in French with English supertitles. A brother and a sister live in a fantasy world, a game of their own imagining. Friends from the outside world try to enter, and the harmless game turns into a fierce and tragic struggle. This beautiful and haunting piece is newly directed and choreographed by Robert Weiss, featuring a quartet of young singers along with dancers from Carolina Ballet. We celebrate the 75th birthday of one of America's most popular composers, whose work includes opera, symphony, ballet, and film. The Hours, No Reservations, The Thin Blue Line, Kundun, among others. So their run is January 19th, 20th, and 22nd at the Progress Energy Performing Arts Center. With the supertitles, you would definitely want to set up some description for this show, but if they can do it for ballet, they can certainly do it for the opera. So give them a call and let them know you'd be interested. It's 919-792-3850. 792-3850. And then the Carolina Ballet. And know that they will have some kind of arts access show, just don't know what date. They will be doing, as their next show, Balanchine Rarities. This program features three rarely performed works by George Balanchine, including A la Francois, An Innocent Tale about a handsome tennis-playing athlete, a pretty young lady, and a graceful ballerina dressed as a winged sylph. The New York Times hails the work, one of Balanchine's few comic story ballets, as whimsical, told with clarity, charm, wit, and just enough seriousness. The program also includes two seldom-seen Balanchine tour de force, Pas de Trois, The Glinka, and The Minkus. Their full run is February 16th through March 4th, and you can call them to find out what they're planning for the audio described show at 919-719-0900. That's 719-0900. Then moving on, lastly, to the world of film, I wanted to mention a couple of other venues here. The North Carolina Museum of Art, they do a film series, and on January the 6th at 8 p.m., they will be doing The Apartment. Written and directed by Billy Wilder, Jack Lemmon, Shirley MacLaine, Fred Murphy, office peon C.C. Baxter attempts to scale the corporate ladder by lending out his apartment for executive hanky-panky. Oscar's Best Picture of 1960 is one of Wilder's sardonic farces, delicately poised between comedy and melancholy. The film is introduced by NCMA film curator Laura Boys, and you can get more information by calling 715-5923. That's 719-5923. Or going to the online to www.ncartmuseum.org. We also have a different film series done by Cinema Inc. This is in Raleigh, showing at the Rialto. They're going to be showing Sabotage on January 8th at 7 p.m. Based on the Joseph Conrad novel The Secret Agent, this 1936 thriller is not to be confused with Hitchcock's other 1936 film Secret Agent or his 1942 film Saboteur. A man and his wife operate a small cinema in London. Unbeknownst to the wife and her teenage brother, the husband is part of a gang of foreign saboteurs being hunted by Scotland Yard. Sabotage was produced in England and contains a sequence that Hitchcock later said he regretted as too distasteful for the audience. This is being shown at the Rialto by Cinema Inc. You can call them at 787-7611 and tell them you'd like to have some audio description done for these movies, if that's possible. That's 787-7611 or online at www.cinema-inc.org. Cinema Inc. is Raleigh's oldest and finest non-profit film society, offering classic feature presentations monthly at the Rialto Theater. So if you're into film, I'd say definitely check them out. So we do have a couple of movies that do have the audio description. Regal North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh is showing Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows at 5:45 p.m. It gets 3.5 out of 4 stars from Roger Ebert, 3 stars from general users. And the other movie that's showing with audio description is at Regal Beaver Creek Stadium 12 in Apex. They are showing The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. They're showing that one at 1:20, 4:50, and 8:20. So more options to see that one. And on that one, Roger Ebert gives it 3.5 out of 4 stars, and which is pretty much what the user audience did. So both of these sound like they're pretty decent movies. For Sherlock Holmes, Game of Shadows, very briefly, Roger Ebert basically says it's that it is a modern action picture played in costume. But he does say that it's enjoyable. It adds a degree of refinement and invention to the last one, and that he enjoys it more than he enjoyed the first one in the series. And that if you can set aside your memories of the Conan Doyle stories and expect this to be a modern action film as it is, then you can certainly enjoy this movie as high caliber entertainment. And then The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, for this one, he also finds it enjoyable. He says if you subtract computers, geeks, goth girls, nose piercings, motorcycles, and dragon tattoos, what we have at the bottom is a classic Agatha Christie plot, which kind of merges well with some of the theater that's going on right now. The island that it's set on works as a sealed room. I realize most people will be seeing the story for the first time with this version. Because it worked for me, I suspect it will work better for them because everything will be new. And that he says the other version with a Swedish dialogue, the Swedish version of the play, was perhaps a little bit more alienating, which worked for the plot, but that he definitely enjoyed this movie as well and was happy to have seen the current movie. And that definitely brings us to the end of today's episode of Theater Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Ramona Trainer, recording for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long, until next time.